As for Everest itself, its human history is thought to have begun around 925, when a monastery was built at the head of the Rongbuk Valley. A few miles north of where the Rongbuk Glacier coming off the north face of Everest stops. The first Westerners to look upon Everest were probably the Austrian Jesuit Johann Gruber and his Belgian companion, Albert Dorville.
At the end of the 11th century, the Viking incursions finally stop. For us, fortunate enough to survive, all that is left is a devastated and unsightly ruin. But, even in the absence of invaders, Europe remains plagued by war. Is it for faith? Freedom? Some lofty ideal? The warmongers cloak themselves in words of virtue, concealing their greed.
It's the newest machine from the House of the Raging Bull, and quite possibly the last Lamborghini of its kind. For over half a century, the marque's range-topping supercars have all featured naturally aspirated Italian V12 engines. Now, as an electric vehicle future looms, the marque aims to close out the combustion engine era in style by setting a world record as the fastest production supercar.
3 days via ship, then 4 more on foot along mountain paths, found Amog, Lorimer, Mavan and Tiernach crouched atop a crag, overlooking the isolated mining town known as Hive. Verena, who would not be upset if Yarak Haydn died horribly in a botched rescue attempt, had opted to stay behind on the Scourge of Malice and await their return. The midday sun cast a vague suggestion of warmth onto their backs, but the rock was cold as ice. It was spring elsewhere, but winter's grip on the mountains of Moran's spine was only just loosening. A black torrent swollen by meltwater roared through a split in the mountain and plunged over the cliff down to a small lake below. The river then continued down through the mountains, heading towards the sea, the entire area rife with smugglers and slavers they couldn't afford the time to slaughter.
On the first morning of our holiday, Julie and the children were by the pool and I was on court for a doubles match against our friends Leslie and Rob. This was a chance to loosen my stiff muscles and run off a few beers from the night before. Nothing heavy, just a couple of halves to wind down after the 2-hour flight from Birmingham. When I arrived on court, I still felt a little light-headed, but I put it down to the long day's travelling and a change of routine. I felt fatigued, weary, and was struggling to get out of second gear during the warm-up, but I didn't think it could last. My days of training for 2 hours or more a day on the football field were long gone, but I still considered myself to be relatively young and in fairly good physical shape.